We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Tara Dene. Tara, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Are you excited?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I am always excited to have the opportunity to get into the studio and to work on the music that the Lord's given me.
Coming out of college, being a songwriter, being a recording artist, how does that make you feel?
That's a great question. Well, it's been actually quite a long journey. I graduated quite a few years ago.
Okay.
And so it really has. It's been a journey to get to this place, but ultimately, it's all in God's timing, and when He knows the right time is opening up those doors. So for my part, it's really just been continuing to walk in it, no matter what it looks like, and trust and believe that He has a purpose and a plan, and that never really stops. I think even I've had some doors open, but still learning every single day how to do that.
When you were at Belmont, did you ever think you would be where you are today?
Well, I don't know. At Belmont, I think for a lot of the times there were seasons where I really wanted to give up because there's so many incredibly talented people at Belmont. And I think I just along the way thought, why should I do this? There's so many people that are so good. But I think I just realized along the journey that kind of why not, why not me, and have kind of stuck it out since then. And so I don't think I ever really knew what it was going to look like. I just knew that I had to continue to do music no matter what the outcome was.
You've got a great voice and your first single. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I Find Rest was a song that kind of came out of a place where I was really just wanting to, allow people to see that truly, we can look to the world and we can look to all these things that would distract us and keep us from our time with the Lord, but He's really the one that gives us peace and rest and all the other things that we may use to try and fulfill that in us just don't compare to Him. And what was interesting writing that song, though, is that I think I found through the writing process that I really needed that song for myself a lot more than I had for other people to hear, although, it encourages others, but it's a song that I kind of need for myself every day, a reminder to, seek the Lord every day and lay all our stuff before Him and allow Him to give me rest.
Tell us about In a Box, because this is a little different from you.
Yes, this is a little different sound and feel from I Find Rest. In a Box, this song came from a place where I was really needed to hear a lot of the lyrics that were in this song as an artist to continue this journey and not give up, because this song is really about not being afraid to continue in what the Lord's called you to do, even if it doesn't make sense to the people and the world around you. And I've experienced that a lot with music, of people trying to change things about me because they didn't really understand maybe my music or my sound or my look, and tried to figure out a way to kind of put me in a box. And I could have easily listened to a lot of those things, but it wouldn't have been true to myself. And so, I wrote this song to encourage other artists or really anyone that feels like they're called to do something that's outside of the norm and outside of the standard. But I know that I, along this journey, really need to hear that message a lot too. But it's fun. It's a fun song as well. It's kind of got a fun feel to it, and try and keep it light, but just to be an encouragement really to people.
Our guest, Tara Dene, her new single, In a Box. And in this new single, In a Box, you have a rapper on this. Tell us about, how did you get the rapper to do this with you?
Yeah, the rapper's Petty D, and he's actually here in Nashville as well. That's where I live. And I didn't know him before we worked on this song. When we recorded the song and we had kind of listened to it for a while, and we were both, me and my producer, were feeling like it just needed something else to it, like something was missing. And he, my producer, suggested, you know, looking into maybe adding a rap, and I was totally open to that. And so he's actually the one that reached out. He knew Petty D and asked if he would like to come listen to the song and see if he wanted to be a part of the project. And so shortly after, he came in and just kind of started, you know, doing what he does best and doing a few versions of different raps. And we landed on one that we really liked, and the rest is history. But I'm so happy with what he brought to the song. It just brought another element to it that it needed.
Speaking of producers, how is it working with Roger Ryan and Michael Gaines?
Oh man, it's been such an amazing experience. You know, they're both such gifted producers and arrangers and musicians, and I have learned so much through this process of taking my music, which, you know, for me has been really just me singing to the piano, me singing to the guitar, and doing, you know, songwriter type rounds, to, you know, giving them this music and letting them take it to places that I never could have done myself. And so it's been just so eye-opening. It's been encouraging. It's been stretching and growing for me. But overall, just a great experience, and they're wonderful people.
Why is it important not to put Tara Dinay in a box?
Why is it important? Is there
just... Yeah, uh-huh. Why is it important not to put you in a box?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, I think that when we put anyone in a box, we are missing out on truly what they have to give us. And I think a lot of times we do it to ourselves. It's easy to even put ourselves in a box and say, oh, I can only do this, or people will only see me this way. And, you know, we're limiting ourselves and we're limiting others when we do that. And I'm so thankful that I've been surrounded by just a few people to continue to remind me and encourage me in that, to say, hey, you know, it's okay if this is different, or you don't think it makes sense. Like, you know, it's all going to work out. And so I'm thankful that I've continued to trust those people and walk this out and be brave and bold and not afraid to take some risks. So I think people that take risks and choose to can do some things that are outside of their comfort zone are really the ones that make an impact. And so to me, it's very important not to do it to ourselves or to others.
You've dropped two singles, I Find Rest, and also In a Box. When can we expect an album, and what will that name of that album be?
The album is set to release later this fall. It's going to be a seven-song EP, and the name of it is going to be Taking My Heart, which is a song on the album that's very dear to my heart. So can't wait to share that one with you guys.
Okay. Who are you trying to reach with your music?
Well, there's kind of a few groups of people. I think maybe the biggest group for me is other creative people out there that need that daily encouragement to kind of keep going in their gifts and their calling. I know that for me, that is such a need, and so I want to also be that encouragement for others, and to reach them through the music and to share, you know, my testimony through that. You know, really anyone. I've always wanted to try and make my music very user-friendly, where it could relate to a lot of different people. And some of the songs are obviously geared towards maybe certain people, but I think at the core of them, there are a lot of just fundamental things that we struggle with as just human beings that are really universal. And so I want to be able to take my music to churches, and I want to be able to take it to, you know, different events, and, you know, even secular events that people, you know, would be able to hear it and not be confused by the lyrics or feel like it's too churchy or anything like that, but that there's just core messages in there that all of us can relate to.
Tara, if one wants to reach out and find you on social media, where can they find you, Tara?
Yeah, everyone can go to either my website, which is taradanae.com, and that's taradanae.com, and that will link you to all of, you know, my social media and the music. But I'm also on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, but the website's probably the easiest place to be able to point you to all the other stuff. So,
Tara, it has been a pleasure. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience. And
yes.
And I really appreciate talking to you. May God continue to bless you and your ministry.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it as well.
You're welcome. Our guest, Tara Danae. Don't forget, go out, pick up I Find Rest, beautiful ballad, and her new single, In a Box. Think you're going to like it. Once again, thank you, Tara, for joining us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
Thank you.